I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Donegal boxer Brett McGinty. Brett, first of all, congratulations. Another win for you last night. Brings you to 3-0.
Thanks very much, Owen. Delighted to get the win last night. And as I say, I was delighted to get the stoppage as well. It's kind of something you have in the back of your mind when you turn over pro. You just want to get your first one and get it out of the way. So I'm delighted now to have that box ticked and to move on to hopefully get any more positive performances in the future.
Yeah, as you said, it was your first stoppage. It must be a great feeling to get your first of your career.
Absolutely. It was always something I was fairly confident going into the fight because, you know, we had watched him and we knew that he didn't like body shots at all. But I have to say, one thing I was surprised with last night was I'm not actually used to fighting people that are smaller than me. It was the first time in a long time where I had a reach advantage over him. So in the first couple of rounds, I kind of felt like I was struggling to get my body shots in because he came in low, and because he was smaller than me, it was hard to find a home for him. But now eventually we set up a few shots in the third round and we managed to get them in, and thankfully got him out of there.
Yeah, how difficult was it to prepare for that one, considering you were meant to face Lucas Ulyas earlier on in the week?
That's one thing I was saying to Oshin earlier in the week too. It's one thing I've learned in the professional game is, like, you're never guaranteed to fight your opponent until he's standing across from you in the ring, because everything changes so quickly. Like, the only time we started looking into the opponent to see, you know, if there was anything we could pick out of his previous fights, what he done well, what he didn't do so well, what could work for me, was after the weigh-in, he'd weighed in, and, you know, we knew he was definitely on our fight, because everything changes. That was my third fight, and that was the third time now in fight week my opponents changed. But big thanks to Hennessy Sports for getting me such a late replacement. You know, they flew him in from Bulgaria to fight me last night, and I wasn't left with no fight, because there was a couple of fights that were end up called off last night because there's such a lack of opponents now around England, because obviously now the shows are opened up and the fans are allowed back into the stadiums. Every promoter's putting on shows, so there's loads of boxers. There's boxers queuing up to fight, but there's just nobody to fight them. So I was delighted, you know, that I didn't. Everybody that travelled over to support me last night wasn't disappointed, and the fight still went ahead, and it was a pretty good performance. So good night all around.
Yeah, you mentioned a bit there that the fans are back in the arenas. So how did it feel fighting in front of more fans in that Skydome Arena last night?
It was brilliant last night, I have to say. I felt like a home fighter. I think there was about 60 or 70 from the Northwest and some from England as well were watching me, and I have to say it felt unreal walking out this year. A wee bit of pressure as well, don't get me wrong. Once I heard them, I thought to myself, that's all well and good, but you better make sure you perform now. But now it's brilliant to have the fans back, and you know, I really appreciate every one of them that bought tickets and came over to watch me, because, you know, anybody who's willing to spend their hard-earned money to support me, it really does mean a lot.
Yeah, and talk to me about the training camp then. How was it? How did you find it this time around?
I feel like I'm improving all the time. I feel like I'm going from strength to strength. And this camp, it's been a very, very good camp. And I wanted my performance to reflect that. Sometimes you don't get that opportunity because, you know, like the opponent last night, he was a spoiler at times, and, you know, it had the chances of being, you know, kind of a messy, untidy fight, but thankfully I was able to deal with what he brought to the table and get him out of there. But as I say, like, I do feel like I'm improving all the time. Camp went really, really well for the fight. I'm training really hard, and I feel like we're going from strength to strength each camp now, and hopefully we'll keep going in the same direction. And the plan is now to be fighting in the 13th of November again, and then the 11th of December. So hopefully we can get 5-0 by Christmas and look forward to a good year next year.
Yeah, you're still remaining on track for two more fights before the end of the year?
All been well, and I mean, that's a mixed plan for me. if no injuries or cuts or anything like that there in between, fingers crossed, and now that's the plan. I 5-0 for Christmas, and then we can push on next year, probably move back up in the rounds again, because I think initially the plan was maybe to move up again to six rounds, but because these next two fights, there's only 4 weeks between the two of them, like he said to me, he said, like, maybe we're better just holding off until next year, get these four rounders under your belt now because they're so close together, and then move back on to six and on to eight, and then, you know, progress that way into the new year. So that's the plan, and anyway, fingers crossed, no hiccups in between, and we'll go for 5-0 for Christmas.
Yeah, hopefully everything goes well with that. Well, will you be planning then the Sky Dome Arena again? There's some success there. Will it be there again, or is it just you're not entirely sure at the moment?
The next one's going to be there anyway. There's in the Coventry as well. The one in December isn't confirmed yet. I'm not sure. It could be Coventry as well in the Sky Dome. But the next one's definitely going to be there now. As I say, I'm not 100% sure yet about the one in December, but I would say it would be a chance to see the venue as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Brett, for joining us today on Saturday Sport. And congratulations again on the victory, and best of luck for the remaining fights in the year.